Hello and welcome to the Ironman Educator Podcast. This is a show for early childhood educators and triathletes. It is all about kids' care and education and things in and around triathlons. Hi, I'm Robert, the Ironman Educator. Every week on Sunday Fun Day, we're going to cover all the tips and tricks about triathlon. In this episode, we are going to talk about the 8 useful running tips for beginners. Before we look at the running tips, let's look at why we choose running in the first place. Did it ever occur to you that since young, you actually like running? To be able to run freely, to play catching or tag with your friends, to run to a particular location to see who can reach the location first. And then when you get older, it boils down to the most fundamental things: keeping fit, staying healthy, or looking good and feeling great. So ask yourself this question. Now you have decided to run. What's next? Here are my 8 running tips for beginners. Tip number 1, pick a race. Have you ever found yourself starting and stopping and starting and stopping the running and giving yourself a lot of excuses? So the absolute best way to keep yourself running is to find a race, sign up for it, pay for it, and put it in your calendar. With a fixed date, it will help you stay focused and actually keep you on a regular running schedule, which you can easily find online. A beginner can actually run any race. It's just a matter of whether you do well or not. So pick a distance. You can do, say, like 5K with the park runs that are available in your country, or even 10K that are available in some of the races as well. You can even go all the way up to half marathon, 21 kilometers, or full marathon, 42 kilometers. Tip number 2, start with run-walk method. I know, we all have our very fanciful running gears, our very beautiful suede outfit. So you're super excited to start your run. As a new runner, you shouldn't be planning to run a distance or a particular target distance at one go. It doesn't work that way. So you can actually break it down into small chunks. Something that is bite-sized and easy to manage for a start. Something that they don't let you puke your guts out when you finish running. And that is why I recommend the run-walk method. Don't worry about how it looks that you actually walk in your runs. It actually helps you recover along the way. So for beginners, you can actually try this method. Run for 10 to 30 seconds and then walk for 1 to 2 minutes. Then you repeat to the end of the run session. And when you are comfortable with that set, you progress to the intermediate stage, which is run for 1 to 5 minutes, then walk for 1 to 2 minutes and repeat till the end of your run session. If you notice, I never tell you how many sets that you are supposed to repeat, right? Basically, running is all about enjoying the moment, enjoying the run while building up the fitness. So as you go up and you feel that it's getting easier and easier for you, it's time for you to advance to the next level. Tip number 3, recovery. So you have done your first run and you've done it very well. So you're eager to do the next one. But hold on first. Your body actually needs to rest. Your body actually needs to recover from the first running session because it needs to adapt to the new demands on the cardiovascular system and prepare your muscles and bone for the next run. So it's probably a good idea to alternate your run and your rest days. So this simple training plan can actually help beginners like yourself to achieve a greater training effect and also to prevent any overuse injuries. Tip number 4, avoid too fast too soon. There are two aspects to this statement. First of all, your body actually experiences new stresses and strains in running. And many a times, beginner runners actually felt that because they have been running for a while, maybe that wasn't even a run, they have been jogging for a while, and they felt that they could actually do a sprint once in a while. But that can prove to be very wrong. So the consequences to this sudden sprint can be as simple as just purely frustration of not performing well, all the way to overexertion and sometimes even in pains or injuries to some parts of your leg's joints. So it comes to the second aspect of the avoiding of too fast, too soon, which is actually the overall mileage that you clock every week. Although you're eager to try to get further and further away, especially if you are intending to join a half marathon or even a full marathon, it's best to keep the overall mileage increased to not more than 10% every week. What this means is that if this week you clock 5 kilometers in a week, your next week's mileage should be 5.5 kilometers and no more. So only those people who give their body sufficient time to get used to the new loads and demands of training, then that will actually allow you to go further and gain long-term success in your training. Tip number 5, choose the right shoes and socks. As a beginner, you are spoiled for choice for many brands and many choices in the particular brand, and you may get confused with what actually suits you the best. So don't be eager to confirm your first pair of shoes. Go try out maybe 4 or 5 different brands, a few different models of that brand, just to try to find the maximum comfort for your feet. You can even go to YouTube and find some reviews and understand where are the considerations when choosing a good shoes. Some of these shoe shops actually have this free of charge kind of gait analysis to find out what kind of shoes are suitable for your feet. So Google around and find out which of these shops provide this gait analysis and make a date with them. Then you can do your proper testing and they will give you the best advice for choosing of your shoes. Likewise for your socks, it should be of a breathable, snug sock that is not suffocating and it actually repels sweat and doesn't really cause any blisters with the moisture that is trapped in the socks. So usually the shops that sells you the shoes, basically they will give you the best advice on which are the preferred socks that goes well for runners. Tip number 6, KISS, kiss. No, I'm not actually asking you to do some kissing while doing training or even while running. It's actually keeping it short and simple. For many beginners who don't have proper techniques, and sometimes by doing longer strides can actually cause jogging harder than it seems, and it's a waste of a lot of energy while doing so. It's because when you take longer strides, you tend to land with improper form, and it also creates a lot of braking force while doing a forward momentum with every step. So try to run relaxed with a good form by keeping it shorter, and your jog will be much more enjoyable. Tip number 7, choose a suitable playlist. Almost all beginners swear by this. Choosing a right and suitable playlist actually helps them to relax and enjoy the run. So sometimes during your run, you notice that a particular song with a particular beat actually helps you to keep you in pace and keep yourself in check while keeping your strides short and simple. And it's pretty simple to find out the number of beats per minute of the song, and you can select a full list of similar songs with the similar beats per minute, and that should help you in your runs. Tip number 8, listen to your body. Running is actually a full body workout, and your core is actually the master control center of all your moving parts while doing the running. So while your arm swing can actually influence your leg stride, your stride length and the cadence, it's actually a stable, healthy, strong core that actually powers your whole running and keep yourself running tall and maintaining the good form. And also by doing cross training can help to build good muscles and keep you in good shape so that you can actually run light on your feet. And with a well-conditioned body, it actually helps to prevent overuse and prevent injuries. So by doing regular strength training, it leads to better running performance. And don't get so worked up about the side aches or what we call the stitches. It's probably due to you having heavy meals less than 2 hours before your actual run. And that's all for all my tips for running for beginners. If you have been running for a while and have some running tips for beginners, please feel free to leave them in the comments below. If you have used my tips for running, also share your comments in the comment section below. Well, that's the end of the show. Thank you for being such a wonderful listener and choosing to listen to my podcast. I'll put the links to the things I've discussed in this episode in the description below. And you can go to the Ironman Educator website at www.theironmaneducator.com to find out more exciting experiences I had. If you enjoy this podcast as much as I do, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and catch me in the next episodes.